Open up in prayer. Father God, thank you for this day, Lord Jesus. We thank you for all that you do for us. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that you are King of Kings, Lord of Lords, and that you have a plan and a purpose for us, Lord God. We don't need to worry about anything because you, Lord God, take care of us. Lord, I just thank you and I ask that you you just use me in a way that only you can use me to bring forth your word. In your name, Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
As you see, my title of my sermon is Do Not Worry. I'm going to be coming from Matthew 6, verses 25-34. I'm going to read that now. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store in away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they are? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And why worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow? They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that even Solomon in all his splendor was not dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and gone tomorrow, is thrown into the fire, will he not clothe us much more? You of little faith. So do not worry saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has trouble of its own. So I titled my sermon, Do Not Worry. And the reason why I felt like God called us to this particular passage is because there's a lot of worry in the world. People are worrying about what's going on. I work in retail, and there's just this worry about the economic status and all of the financial stuff that's going on. But God has a word for us about worry. My first point is do not worry about your life or your body. Do not worry about your life. Do not worry about your body. Do not worry about what you eat or your drink, because God is going to take care of you. He's going to supply the things that we need. Now, when I say he's going to supply the things that he needs, it does not mean that he's going to give you steak every day, but he's going to make sure that we have the things that we need, not necessarily all the things that we want, but the things that we need. He will make sure that we have the clothes and the food that we need. When we look outside and we see all of the nature and all of the animals outside, they are gathering and they're getting their things and they have the things that God has provided for them. He provides for the animals. He provides for all of the animals that are in our world. So why would he not supply for us? He will supply for us. He will make sure that we have the things that we need. And we just have to remember, because worrying about those things won't help us, but praying about those things will. Asking God to give us favor to help us is how we get the things that we need. To ask God, God, I need help. God, I need these things. In Matthew 28 and 29, it reads, and why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow? They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that even Solomon in all of his splendor was dressed like one of these. So Solomon was known for being very nice and dressed very nice and being full of wisdom. But this passage is saying that the fields, the beautiful flowers, when you look out and you Michael loves to drive out in the country, and sometimes you see the fields and you see the wheat and the flowers and all those things. The fields can be very beautiful. The fields can be full of flowers and full of beauty. That is something that God has placed there. God has placed that. He has given us the ability to do that. So if the grass is going to be beautiful and the flowers are going to be beautiful, God can and will take care of us and keep us clothed. I had a situation this summer. I don't have a lot of dresses and I really want to wear more dresses this summer. And so I was talking to a friend and she was telling me how she prays and just says, God, you have me in the situation where you have me. I can't afford all the things that I want, but this is what I want. So I said, I'm going to try that. And so I said, God, I really would like to wear more dresses, but I need it so that I can afford to buy more dresses. Well, I got 3 new dresses this summer and I didn't have to pay for it. I went out of town and my mother thought that I needed some dresses, some different dresses for when I went on my trip. And so she bought me a bunch of dresses. And as she was buying these dresses, I kept thinking, oh, this is really nice. I could wear this one to work. Oh, this is really nice. I can wear this one to work. And then God brought to my attention. He said, you said you wanted more dresses to wear this year. You now have some more dresses to wear this year. And so I just think that sometimes when we say, God, this is what I want. God, this is what I want. And you're faithful to him and you are willing to pray and seek him. He can answer those prayers. And so I charge you to talk to him, to pray to him and ask him, God, these are some things that I want. And he can answer those prayers. Point 2. Worrying does not help us. It doesn't add any time to our life. We tend to get into that state of worry and we sometimes get stuck there. I looked at the definition of worry. Worry is to give away to anxiety, unease, allows one mind to dwell on difficulty or trouble. I also looked up what happens when we worry. What happens to our physical body when we worry? It can make us sick. You can start to have headaches. There can be nausea, stomach aches, fatigue, insomnia, muscle aches. It can even give you high blood pressure. Worrying is not good for us. So let's think about that. When I go to the doctor, one of the questions that I realize that they ask me every single time when I get my checkup, they ask about stress, about worry. Are you worrying about anything? Are you stressed about anything? And they ask these questions because these things, worry and stress, can add to our health. It can do things to our health. High blood pressure is a part of worry. And I was in Kansas and I had high blood pressure. So they started asking me questions about, what are you worrying about? What are some things that might be troubling you? Because they said you haven't had high blood pressure before and now you do. Is there something that's changed? Maybe there's something that you're thinking about too much. Maybe there's something that you're worrying about too much. And so worrying doesn't add to our life. Actually, it makes it harder. It actually makes it worse for us. And so we need to remember that worrying is not what God wants us to do. And so he put in his word to say, to not worry, but to pray. To not worry, but to pray. To think about the things that we need, to think about the things that we want, is us going to God. He wants us to always go to him, to focus on him, to focus on right living, to focus on the things that are good and pleasing. Those are the things that he wants us to focus on. But he does not want us to focus on worrying. He does not want us to focus on those things that are going to make us not feel good. He wants us to focus on things that are going to be beneficial and helpful for us. And so I say to you, don't give in to the worry. The worrying is not what's going to help you. Praying is going to help you. Jeremiah talked about how do you sit in the wait. He talked about praying and reading your Bible. Those things too can help you with worry. Those things can help you to not worry, to read your Bible, to pray, to spend time with God. When you spend time with God, you focus in on Him, and you're not focusing in on worry. You're not focusing in on your troubles. You're focused in on Him. So don't worry. Don't focus on your troubles. Point three. In the very end of those verses, that chapter, it talks about seeking first His kingdom and His righteousness, and to live righteous, to focus in on His kingdom, to focus in on God. So when you're focusing in on Him, you're not thinking about the worry. You're not thinking about the things that are going on in your life. You're focused on what God is doing for you, what God wants to do for you, what He can do for you. In Philippians 4:8-9, it talks about not being anxious. I'm going to go to this. It says, finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is good repute, if there is any excellence or anything worthy of praise, dwell on these things. The things you have learned and received and heard seen in me, practice these things, and God and the God of peace will be with you. The God of peace, the God of shalom will be with you. It's talking about, where is your mind at? Where are you putting your mind? Are you putting your mind at worry? Are you putting your mind on the things that can take away from good health? Are you putting your mind on things that are going to give you something better? Are you thinking about things that's true? Sometimes we worry about things that's not even something that's true. Sometimes we think about things that are so far in the future that we don't have to worry about those things. We need to focus in on what's true, what's honorable, what's right, what is pure, what is good, what is praiseworthy. Those are the things that God is calling us to focus on. Those are the things that is of His kingdom, the good, the honorable, the praiseworthy, the excellent. Those are the things that is of His kingdom. Those are the way that we live good and righteous. Those are righteous things. Those are the things that we focus on. And then in Philippians 4:6, it says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God, and leave it with God. That last part I want to say again, leave it with God. Sometimes we're like, okay, I'm going to stop worrying. I'm going to give it up. I'm not going to keep thinking about these things. I'm going to the cross. I'm praying, and I'm just done. And then the next day, that same worry comes back, and we pick it back up, and now our head is spinning, and we're trying to figure out these things, and we forgot that we had already left that with God. God doesn't slumber. He doesn't sleep on our troubles. He doesn't sleep on the things that we need help with. He is constantly always working on a plan. You may not see it. You may not feel it. But He is always constantly working on a plan. I love that Jeremiah talked about Joseph. I love that he talked about that, because that story is full of where Joseph needed God. And he needed God, and he was praying to God. But he went through stages of just waiting and wondering what was going to happen next. But Joseph waited, and he prayed, and he focused in on God. And God answered prayers and helped him. But he sometimes had to sit and wait in some things that are uncomfortable. So sometimes God is going to let us sit for a little bit, and it's going to be a little bit uncomfortable. But don't think that He's not working. Don't think He's not working in your troubles and in your sorrows and the things that are in your life. Don't think that He's not working. He's working behind the scenes, and we just have to sit, and we have to trust, and we have to wait. But while we're doing those things, while we're sitting and we're waiting, we have to remember that our mind is so important, that we keep our mind focused on the good things, the true things, the honorable things, the pure things. Those are the things that we need to focus on. We can't let our mind go to, did you see the news? There was so much bad stuff happening in the news, and now your mind's focused on all the bad stuff, and you can't get away from it. You have to focus on what is true. What is true is God is true. What is honorable, God is honorable. What is pure, God is pure. Those are the things that we focus on so that we don't keep bringing our mind back to worry, because worry is doesn't add any days to your life. It actually makes you feel sick. So to not focus in on that worry, but to think of things that are worthy of praise, to think of things that are good, those are the things that we need to focus on. So those two verses, those verses that I read, I want you guys to remember. Philippians 4, 8 through 9, and Philippians 4, 6, because those things right there will help you with your worry, will help you with your worry. So the big idea that we have, my big idea, I want you to think about this. Do not worry. God does not want you to worry about the things of your life. He does not want you to worry about what you're going to wear. He does not want you to worry about the things of your life. He wants you to focus in on him. Focus on God. Focus on his kingdom. Focus on things that are going to build you up. When you focus inward and you focus on you and you focus on self and you focus on your troubles, your worry, you worry about those things, it doesn't give you room to grow. It doesn't give you room to think of things that are positive, because your worry is choking out the positive. It's choking out the good. It's choking out God. You need to focus on what is true, what is honorable, what is right, what is pure, what is lovely, what is good. Excellent things, praiseworthy things. Those are the things that you want to focus on. And how you do that is by focusing in on God and his kingdom and living right. You want to make sure that you're praying and you're reading your Bible, because those things are going to bring it in and help you remember that God has got you. God has got you. He will supply all your needs. He supplies the needs for the birds of the air. He supplies the needs for the animals. He keeps the fields looking beautiful. He will supply all your needs. There's no need to worry. Focus in on God. Focus in on his kingdom. Live righteous, and he will take care of you.